You're listening to Conversations That Matter with your host, Terry Conrad.
Hi, everyone. I'm Terry Conrad, and we have a very special Conversations That Matter live from the Boutique Real Estate here in Corona Del Mar, California, the new sexy digs of Raj Kassar's dream vision for the Boutique Real Estate Group. And we're joined by Jeremy Lehman, his mobile expert, and also newest team member, Aaron Woodman, all the way from Chicago. And I am in the sexiest digs that I've been in a really good long time. I'm so excited to be here. Thank you so much for the invitation.
Yeah, of course.
I'm with some Thanks pretty amazing guys who have a lot of expertise, and we're going to get into marketing, vision, video. You can't see Jared, but he's on the other side of this camera, and we are like sexy setup. Terry and her little iPhone video was not going to cut it, so here we are. Let's dig in. Yeah, get Jared. Definitely, yeah. We need to get Jared on this. So I've got four screens. I might be watching a football game. If you guys get boring, that might be what I do.
Nice.
So where do we even begin? Let's start at the beginning. So Raj started off with a little office, him and his assistant, in Orange County, and you had a dream, and it's exploding. Why don't we start there? How did you get to this point where we are right now?
Well, I don't think any of us could have written this story. I mean, we could never have written how Jeremy and I met. We could never have written how Aaron and I met.
Right.
There's no way that we could have written how we met, right?
Right.
I mean, I don't even leave Orange County, let alone know people from Canada, right? I had to get a passport just to go visit you a couple months ago. So,
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Yeah, for sure. So our paths are, I don't think, controlled by us. So we just have all met just perfectly, I think. And the timing of all of this and when people come into your lives, I think, is not controlled by us.
Love it. Love it. Big universe, big vision.
Yeah. So, I got my license way back when. You know, way back when. And I got my license because I knew the agent who sold my house. I knew there had to be a better way.
So what did this, let's start there. So what did the agent do that you figured you could have done better?
The agent did nothing.
Okay.
I did everything. I, a non-licensed person in a completely different industry, held my own house open. I put the signs up for him.
Really?
I printed from my own printer the flyers that went in the box.
The flyers?
This is pre-social, pre-everything. I did it all. Because I was, at that time, in corporate America doing, sales and marketing, and I was taking what I knew then in that industry and trying to apply it to this industry.
Well, I mean, clearly you understand marketing in a way that many just don't. Like, you have a natural handle. Like, okay, let's just look around this room and just the experience of being in this really lush environment and the experience that you want to create. And that's felt throughout all of your marketing. Every touch point, I just looked at all of your glossy brochures and the beautiful photography and the video. And I mean, anybody who's followed you at all kind of knows that, you know, you're known for your beautiful video marketing. But we've talked about this a little bit. This is a big investment. Like, you don't just start a brokerage and start doing sexy marketing and agents flood in the door and clients line in your laps. I mean, that doesn't just happen. It, you know, there was a path that you created. So let's start, where did you start? How did you get to the next step? What were the challenges along the way?
Yeah, I mean, it started with me just wanting to do things exactly different than everyone else in my hyperlocal market. So I competed against five very seasoned, experienced ladies who had been in the business longer than I had been alive, all with an amazing track record of success, all of them. Mm-hmm. Just really great and excited that I've done transactions with all of them now, right? But I wanted to do everything exactly different than them because when I met them in real life, they didn't look like who they were on their cards or their flyers, right?
Right.
Their picture on their card or their flyer looked like
all the stock photos.
Yeah, yeah. Right? So I just knew I wanted
20 years ago.
Yeah, done 20 years ago, exactly. So when I designed my first sign, obviously I tried to do it myself and I'm horrible at that.
Yeah.
But I knew what I wanted to look like. So I just simply started looking for people who did graphic design. And the first sign I created was different than everything else out there.
Right.
It was just myname.com with our brokerage logo about this tiny in the bottom left corner. And that was it. And I knew I wanted to be different. So We did reflective paint on that sign, so when cars go by, it lit up. I mean, that was tech back then. Reflective paint was it, you know what I mean? So, and we got noticed quickly just because of our signs. And then we had, custom-made iron little posts made for the signs,
which
automatically set me apart from the regular white post that was in the ground. My signs were black with white, and that was really different than everything else out there, too.
Right, right. So not just different, though. I mean, let's get clear. It's not just different. It's like high-end, like design is very important to you.
Yeah, it starts with design. It starts with, well, now we talk about taking everyone online. Mm-hmm. And how do you get that online? They connected online with your listing, with your whatever it is. How do you get them offline and in person?
Right.
Right? So that's the big thing. And I think once we started getting calls from buyers that said, hey, I want to see your listing, and I knew it was yours. I didn't even look at the listing agent because I knew from that one profile photo on the MLS or on Redfin or Zillow or Trulia that it was your listing.
So there's a consistent experience.
There's an absolute consistency because I'm walking through a home and I'm looking for the story, mm-hmm. and I'm looking for that one photo that's going to be the face of that listing across every portal imaginable. I mean, that's... what makes me excited about that.
Sorry to interrupt. Yeah, there's a lot of talk right now about story. Like, we all talk about story. We all talk about experience. They're almost, like, authenticity, you know, and genuine. Like, these words have become used so much that I feel like we're sort of getting a little desensitized. Mm. So, like, when you talk about recognizing that story, like, what is it that you're trying to do with that?
Yeah, there's different stories. So when I talk about story, I talk about the story of what a listing or a home will look like mm-hmm. online on the different social profiles.
Right.
So that's a story in itself because that listing will look different on Zillow or on Twitter as opposed to Facebook.
Totally.
Right? Completely different. But what I'm talking about in the story is who wants to live in this home? What's special about this home? Why did the people who live there, why did they buy the home and why did they fall in love with
mm-hmm.
it? What was their favorite memory about that home? So, for example, that listing we had, a luxury listing in Villa Park, where I walked into the home for the first time and there was a baby grand piano in the dining room.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew that the whole story of that home revolved around that baby grand piano.
Right.
So instead of asking about beds and baths and square foot mm-hmm. and the lot size and the pool, I was like, well, tell me about the piano. Like, why? This is an elderly lady. She lived there by herself. Why does she have a piano in the home?
Mm-hmm.
Well, she loved playing the piano. She loved her husband who played the piano. Well, I said, well, what's your favorite song that he played?
Yeah.
I mean, that's the connection you get to make with people mm-hmm. as opposed to asking about, well, what size is the fridge? You know, and who was the contractor on your backyard? I mean, a lot of that is super important.
Absolutely.
But the story, like you asked, the story was that her husband loved playing the song called The Summer Wind
mm-hmm.
for her on that piano.
Romantic.
Super, right? So immediately, like, I knew, you know, I started hearing that song in my head. So I called Jared. I'm like, we've got to find someone who could play The Summer Wind, and the whole story will revolve around this piano and the home.
And I know exactly what video you're talking about because I've watched it many times. And so now you've got video, you've got a set of actors sitting in, and so you've storyboarded the whole thing.
Yeah.
I mean, most people know that you really do go to that nth degree to create that experience and that story. So now... You've created this experience and you have, and you're growing, you know, and it's sort of grassroots and you've invested a lot and then you're kind of getting bigger. And I know you said, like, I have a dream. Like, that's sort of your, I'm just a guy who had a dream. God bless you.
Still has a dream.
Still dead.
I'm still dreaming.
So let's take it from there. So we've graduated. We know that you can tell beautiful visual stories and that that clearly your market has spoken and said, we love this. We want to do more. So next phase is, so suddenly we're opening a new office. Mm. What's the vision? Where is it going?
Yeah, so I think that's great. I think the vision is, I know I can't do it all by myself. And I need help.
Okay.
I need to, where I'm weak, I have strength, right?
Right.
And so we're bringing people into the mix who have unique strengths. So sitting across from you, Jeremy, right? Mm-hmm. I told you guys earlier before we started rolling that in my mind and in my opinion, there's not another person that I know of who's living and breathing, walking the walk, talking the talk, who's got a very busy family life, You love this, right? Very busy family life with four kids and a beautiful wife.
Yeah.
And a wife that works. But he could be toes in the sand one block down at Big Corona State Beach.
Which she should.
And execute a contract A to Z.
Yeah.
And then drop it into our transaction room and share it with everyone that it needs to be shared with.
So, Jeremy, how important is being like a mobile-friendly agent today?
Oh, it's incredibly important. It's not just for me. It's not just for our team. It's for any agent. And, you know, as agents, we're everywhere. We're all over the place.
Yeah.
You know, this morning I'm at an inspection, and now we've got to deal with responding to requests for repairs and things like that. Well, I'm coming here. I'm not going to a desk to sit down. So being able to respond quickly, I think, matters in 2014 and beyond. I think most people get that. And this problem that we have in this industry is our tools have been tough to use and tough to figure out and tough to kind of create that workflow. Although there's some great stuff coming out that we've been using for a little while at least. But yeah, so it's incredibly important. You know, I always use kind of a certain analogies, you know, as agents. Have you ever held up a transaction before because you were out with your family and you didn't want to leave dinner or whatever? And I think every agent can say yes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now technology exists where we can handle that in a few minutes and get back to what we're doing. And beyond that, what's really tough about not being mobile is the stress of knowing that you've got people waiting on you, escrow's waiting for you to get these things signed, and you're just sitting on it, and because you're out doing something that you committed to do.
Yes.
And so with mobile technology, you don't have to do that. And so it's a game changer, and I think a lot of agents are realizing that now.
Do you find that?
I was going to say what I love that Jeremy said before, and he said this on stage at a few different conferences, but we're invading people's lives when we're listing their home.
I mean, literally.
So when our staging truck pulls up, I mean, that is like people's mouths drop.
And they're stressed.
And then Jared and the crew show up to video, and then that's a whole nother.
Well, I mean, I was just like, okay, you guys, it's just supposed to be a little conversation. It's
But the thing is we don't want to be signing papers on the trunk of someone's car at 9 o'clock at night when they've got kids and a family and they've been at work all day. And you've got the light from your phone flashing on the thing and you're like, so. That doesn't work, right?
It's not good for anybody.
It's not good for anyone. It's not good for the agent. It's not good for your seller, your clients, whoever that may be. We don't want to invade them any more than we have to.
Right.
The ability to e-sign just makes life so much easier. And to do it from your phone, your iPad, whatever, I think it's just it's an experience that until they do it, they won't understand, right,
easy
it is.
I completely agree. And I think there is a lot of tech resistance for people who haven't really played with tech much, you know, in the first place, especially when we're talking litigious contracts. Like, you're like, it's
stuff. My first deal was triplicates.
Yeah.
On triplicates. Are you kidding me?
I'm lucky that I've never had to deal with that.
Triplicates.
You know, it's interesting. I think when agents look at technology, and brokers as well, you know, I get the feedback all the time. You know, I just prefer to do business belly to belly with my clients.
Mm-hmm.
And so do we. We take our listings on site. It's not like we say, oh, just email me your info and I'll set it up, right?
I mean, actually have to meet your client face-to-face.
But I'll tell you that our clients, many times, if you give them the option, like you take the listing and now you've got to do all these disclosures. Hey, I can come over this afternoon and we can do all these disclosures together. Or I can email them to you and you can sign them electronically. Which do you prefer?
Right.
Well, 95 to 100% of the time, they're choosing the, just email. Oh, you can email them to me?
Mm-hmm.
And you don't have to come to my house?
Fabulous.
Sure, yeah, email instead. I'll take that.
Yeah, like this one that we took the other day, the daughters are managing it for the mom. The mom is 90 plus, doesn't have email. The daughters created an email account for the mom.
Yeah.
So they could sign and help her sign and read everything out to her. So the daughter lives in Arizona. One daughter lives in Arizona. One lives in Southern California.
Well, that's a big point. Like, I think the world, Aaron and I were just talking about this coming over, which the world is just getting, you know, smaller and smaller. I mean, the global market has just suddenly become a local market. We talked about this in Aria in Vancouver and how you need to be, you know, able to handle those international transactions and the multiple, like, I mean, you know, estate matters like that happens all the time nowadays.
Yeah.
So here's an interesting question. So, I mean, you've got Aaron who's come in from Chicago, attracting the right agent. So how important, like, I mean, we talk about this in my market all the time. Like, there's a resistance to becoming that, especially if you're closer to retirement. I think there's a whole separate conversation there. But, you know, how important is it to you that your agents come? Like, what are the requirements? What do you expect when you were hiring a new agent?
Everything.
Yeah. It's, so most agents that interview with us probably interview with other brokerages. Mm-hmm. And by the time they get to us, they're like, well, you guys sound different than every single person I just interviewed with.
And how would you be sounding different?
Well, because it seems like, well, we were recently written up in an article that said we were a tech startup company mm-hmm. that happens to absolutely love real estate.
Well, that's kind of sexy.
So most people start with real estate yes. and try to incorporate tech.
Yes.
We started with tech, and we just happen to sell real
estate. And marketing.
And marketing.
Because yeah, really, I mean, Raj and I feel like we're more of a marketing company yeah. than anything.
Yeah.
And we utilize technology to enhance our service.
And right? I certainly, like, I mean, that is my experience. I certainly look to you for marketing inspiration and how to make things just feel better, look sexier and juicier and be more shareable in the social space. So now you've set that bar sort of high. And so someone comes and they show up at your, and they're like, hey, Raj, I think you're doing some pretty cool shit. I want to join.
Yeah, right. From my standpoint, it was, since I've been in the industry, I've gone and I've spoken with so many different brokerage
right.
companies. They are doing it differently.
And how so?
It starts from the moment that you walk in the door, even before you walk in the door. The responsiveness of both of Jeremy and Raj, the contact, the personal relationship. And not to brag, but even how I picked you up today. The experience that you had.
So there was champagne. Okay, so there was champagne and chocolate and water just to wash it all down. So yeah, so that was not a bad way to be transported.
But that starts the experience.
Yes, it did.
And that sets the expectation for our agents, too, of what we expect out of them when they come on board. We expect that extra mile of service, not only for friends, but also for clients and people that, you know, are coming into the business.
Right.
Love it.
So then that expectation is set. Mm-hmm. And then I land at the office and it matches that expectation. It's just as beautiful and as sexy as I knew that it would be. Actually, it's even better because it's even bigger and more spacious, and there's so much going on here. Every detail, which is true to every experience mm-hmm. I've ever had with you, of course. Industry-wide, how important is this? Like, let's go a little bit bigger. Let's dig in. We've talked a lot. Like, I mean, being different is nice. It's lovely. But this isn't, you know, you don't just, like, flip a switch and suddenly have this great business. Like, this took, you had your dream. We know you had your dream. But then you executed and created something. And it wasn't, I'm guessing, very easy. Mm-hmm. I'm guessing you had some challenges along the way.
Yeah.
Like, maybe take us a little bit through, like, how, let's start here. Why is it worth it to you to invest so much in this business?
Yeah, so our business is client-focused. It's client-driven. We're doing what we do here, not because we want to be a video production company, mm-hmm. and not because we want to be an ad agency or a marketing company. Mm-hmm. We're doing this because it gives our clients the best chance of success. Okay. I mean, done. So
that's the key statement of this whole thing. Everything you see here, it all goes back. The culture that we create, the tools that we have, the personnel that we're developing and have in-house, it is all about making sure that client has the best chance for success. We're going to match up with a great agent. We're going to make sure those agents are trained. We care about the client. You know, many brokerages, not to name specific ones, but I think we can all look around and see properties that are maybe underlisted, right? Not hitting their potential.
Yeah.
And ultimately, it's a broker's responsibility. But I don't see many times a broker shaming their agent saying, five photos on the MLS? Like, what were you thinking?
Yeah.
Like, that home would be beautiful. You just staged it. You're probably going to get the sellers another $20,000, $30,000 out of the property. Brokers rarely will hold their agents accountable. I can think of two brokerages here in Orange County that are very meticulous about that.
Really?
And so we do care. Like, mm-hmm. if you didn't use our photographer on your listing, you're going to get a call from Raj almost immediately mm-hmm. to tell you, hey, we got to unwind this thing. You're not upholding our standard. Now, this hasn't really been an issue with us mm-hmm. because we're vetting these agents before they come into the process.
Right.
But it all comes down, everything we do comes down to the seller and the client, the buyer, having that great experience and getting either the best deal or the most for their home.
Right. Which, and I mean, I completely agree with that. But it's like so many people are so reluctant to invest. And I think there's, maybe it's just a shift in thinking of, you know, this isn't real estate, this is business. Mm-hmm. And like having that bigger vision. I mean, we wouldn't expect corporate America to not, you know, invest in advertising and marketing. Like, we expect things to be sexy and look good and be attractive, and that's how we differentiate. But mm-hmm. in real estate, we've gotten away with, you know, the iPhone photos and dark, stodgy, you know, toilet seat up pictures. And now that's, I mean, do you think that part of differentiating today is that, you know, we really do have to competitively take it up a notch and say, look, if we want to stand out amongst all the other things, especially in today's technology, really the bar has been set higher.
Yeah, I think the difference today is everything can be seen within a few clicks. Mm-hmm. You know, you can't hide anything anymore.
It's true. Everything's transparent.
It's so out there. You have one horrible listing with a set of horrible photos, everyone knows about it.
Right.
The difference is if you do it right, people see our photos socially mm-hmm. and online before they see them on the MLS.
Right.
Okay. MLS people, don't get mad at me. But people see our
stuff. Not me.
People see our stuff socially and yeah. they recognize it, and it's stamped boutique. They recognize it, and the quality and kind of like the inspiration is blown into the photo. Like some of the, like the main, like the main shot, right?
Yes.
It's like they actually took their time with this photo. Mm-hmm. Okay, so I think that's so important because someone will see your listing. Like at church this morning, we had an email that went out, and four people, like boom, like got your email. You know, like they're like very cool. That's amazing.
Yeah,
you know, like
yeah.
on open house that we're having
yeah.
today. So everything's there. They see it. They don't see it socially. They'll probably get an email. They don't see it on email. They'll probably see it in print, or they pulled the brochure, or they saw a sign somewhere. I mean, everything's so transparent.
But I'll add, you know, I think everybody in our group just probably couldn't really live with themselves if we know we didn't do the right thing. We didn't do as much as we could to
mm-hmm.
represent that property.
Mm-hmm.
So not only is it a great way to compete, but it's just sort of a natural kind of way for us to go where we want the best for our clients. I mean, we spend our own money. Yaraj just spent $800 to have a house painted before it went on the market. We always spend our own money on our listings. And yes, it's a more expensive, we were talking about this before,
yes,
it's a more
yeah.
expensive way to list homes. But we just know, like, hey, this is the right thing to do for this listing. This is gonna be the difference maker.
Mm-hmm.
So otherwise, he wouldn't spend the $800 to paint the inside of a house. You
so
know?
maybe that's why I'm here. Because to be fair, it's like, I love your marketing, it's fabulous. But if you were a douche, I wouldn't have shown up, right? Like,
right.
so
yeah.
let's talk about like the culture and like who you attract. So who you are, and just like you mentioned church a minute ago, and I know family and faith is really important to you.
Yeah.
So those are those values that I kind of love to dig in a little bit. And you also, I know that for a fact. And Aaron, I have no idea. Maybe you're a total douche. No, I'm kidding. I know Chadney, I'm very well. And I know like all of these people that I'm connected with are awesome. This is why I'm attracted, right? Like really good people, strong values, strong vision. So when you're, and Michael Thorne just did a video, and I'm mentioning Michael Thorne because Michael always mentions Raj Kassar in every mobile agent TV. So Michael Thorne just did a video where it was like a Vine, and he was out power washing his clients' front, and there was a reason, I can't quite remember what it was, but the point is like, this is full service to us,
yeah.
and I know you're very much that way. What is it, like, I think I'm trying to break through this conversation, which is, there's a lot of rhetoric about full service, there's a lot of rhetoric about differentiation and taking it to the next level and all these things, but then you cut away all that noise and nonsense, there are real people doing real business, investing in real ways, because you actually care. And it's not just rhetoric, and it's not just noise, and I believe that that's something that you're trying to do, and maybe that's the magic that's been created here. So, let's sit down in front of a client and we're doing a listing presentation, and you're like, this is going to cost a little bit of money, and we're going to bring in full staging, and what's that proposition, and how does that look?
Wow, that's a good one.
Are we ready to put that out on the web?
Well, I mean, so it's about everyone's online. I mean,
yes.
that's not
yeah.
breaking news.
No.
Everyone's online.
Yeah.
So if you can't make the connection online, you're not going to get them in the house.
Right.
So regardless of price point, your photography needs to look amazing.
Mm-hmm.
But before you take amazing photography, the house has to be ready for the market.
Yes.
Okay, so there's things that need to happen for that home to be ready for the market.
Mm-hmm.
So like a listing budget is always great for a seller to help us out with.
Mm-hmm.
It's always great. So if the house needs to be painted, I mean, sometimes we'll do it ourselves, like Jeremy just mentioned. I painted
the
whole inside.
We don't want to do it.
Yeah,
we don't
I mean,
have to. It's not something we want to spend money on.
No,
I mean, we paint the whole inside of the house.
You personally.
No, not
you
me personally.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Although I put out a paintbrush
I
in the past.
We painted the whole inside of the house. Yeah.
We've all painted something at some point.
Yeah, we painted the whole inside of the house. We hired a plumber because the master bedroom sinks were not hooked up.
Hmm.
We hired an HVAC guy because the AC wasn't working. We also sent our landscaper over to make the home, like, just give it some curb appeal.
Yep.
So, I mean, that's not part of print, marketing, social media, nothing.
It's on top of.
It's
the expectation, even for our clients, we've set the bar at such a high level.
Yes.
That before they even meet us and we sit down on a listing presentation, they already know. People know about us before we're going in. I mean, common fact, NAR says 95% of the time, they've searched, they've looked at us online, they see what it is before we go. And then when we get there, then we tell the story of what needs to be done.
Mm-hmm.
And people are like, oh, this is what it's going to take for me to get from A to Z to get my house sold. Yeah, this is what it's going to take. And we've already built our reputation that we know what we're talking about,
mm-hmm.
that people jump on board and they want us to do it. We talked earlier, we don't physically have a line of agents that want to come in, but
mm-hmm.
there's a line of people that want to be a part of it.
Mm-hmm.
And to use an overused word, secret sauce.
Yes.
But it really is about the expectations that we set all the way across.
Well, and so that's the larger brand conversation that, you know, mm-hmm. I love to have. And then, you know, again,
but it's
just
specific to the listing, like he was talking about, like painting. This is something that has to happen.
Yes.
This is what has to happen.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
No one wants to have a listing that's on the market for 120 days. We don't want
mm-hmm.
another agency to pick up one of our expireds because
mm-hmm.
we put everything that we possibly can into making this house right before you even see it online, on social, wherever it is.
Mm-hmm.
We've done everything there to that point.
Right.
I think it's just that whatever it takes mentality.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know,
that's legal.
Yeah. That's exactly. Within the scope of what we're allowed to do. But, you know, I think if you look around our team, you'll see agents that want to make the transaction close for the seller. If we get calls from agents all the time, and the conversation always goes back to what should the outcome be? Well, gosh, I really want my seller to close this escrow. Well, what's it going to take? And I think, you know, there's a lot of agents that do that.
Mm-hmm.
But I think from the get-go, from the time we take the listing, we know what's in our mind that needs to be done that's going to be right for this property.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think you just do whatever it takes. And most of the time it's just staging and photos and a little TLC. I bring cleaning crews into properties to clean them up and make them shine. You know, little things like that.
That's huge. I mean, that's huge. Because most people aren't, let's be honest, most agents are doing, well, in my market anyway, most agents are taking the listing, doing their, maybe professional photography. They're starting to get to that place. Not all, but some. And video is really more of the virtual tour experience. And so I think people are starting to kind of warm up to the idea that we need to do a little bit more. But they're still all looking at each other and going, well, what are you doing? I don't know. What are you doing? Well, maybe we aren't in any hurry to do anything vastly different just yet. And so the competition margin is pretty tight. And they're so this is why this is so...
That's why people don't like us because of video.
Right?
They don't like us because of staging.
Yes.
So we physically... I mean, for me, before... Jared and the crew is there. It's Kathy and staging.
Wow.
It's literally like...
And when you say staging, what do you mean exactly?
Well, it could be anything. So we do have a smallish warehouse full of stuff that our agents can use on listings when available. I mean, we are getting really busy now. So if we have like 50, 60 listings at a time,
mm-hmm.
the inventory is really low. So, but we do have that for our agents to use when available. So... We've invested in that.
Yes.
We have more importantly, though, we have Kathy,
yeah.
who's
in-house.
An insanely good stager, and she can walk into a house that's a mess. And you should just see some of our before and afters. You know, you see our photos on our flyers and on the web. Those properties, most of the time, 80-90% of the time, do not look like that. I've only had one listing that I just took the photographer in and took photos, and Jared did video of it. Everything else, Kathy has to touch to make it look good.
Now, that conversation must be easier to have, though, because they've experienced you and they've seen all your listings, so they understand. Basically, they're saying, are they asking, hey, come make my house look better?
Yeah, I want that experience.
Right?
Yeah.
Most of the time.
They're not saying that. They're saying, it starts with, I want to get my house sold.
Right.
I want the highest amount of money for my house.
But how much is it going to cost me?
Well, that's a conversation that we have.
Right.
That's not going to happen in here.
It's going to cost you way less with us than it would with any other person that you hire.
Okay, and how?
And how? Because we've invested that we have someone on staff with us. She's on staff, physically on staff. Like, how many brokerages that you know that you can go all over the world that have a stager on in-house staff? Like, she doesn't stage anyone else's listings. She's just ours.
Yeah.
And it's a free consultation for her to come anywhere to any listing and walk the house with our sellers and our agent. It's 100% free. So we have ideas. Okay, so this couch is not in the right place. The feng shui is off.
Right.
It needs to be
moved. Or you have too many pieces of furniture in the
room.
Too
many, yeah.
That's very normal.
Yeah.
Yes.
The home that people live in is not the home that we are selling.
Agreed.
Right?
Yeah.
That home's not ready. It's not boutiqueified yet, first of all. Mm-hmm. And it's not ready for the market.
Yeah, trademarked boutiqueified.
Yeah, it's not ready for the market. So it doesn't look like the flyer over there.
Right.
When we step into the home. It does not look like that. So... yeah.
So Kathy can go in and she could take the home that people are living in and say, you know, we need to move some of your stuff. I bring boxes when I'm with Kathy. I bring a few boxes and say, here you go. Mm-hmm. And and they start taking their stuff down, so Kathy has room to do her thing to it. And you know, it's sort of generic, but it's kind of like, you know, experience of walking through a model home where it's generic and it looks good. And, you know, it's amazing sometimes the furnishings that the people have aren't really... You're thinking, oh, gosh, I think we need new couches.
Yes.
And Kathy says, no, I got this, you know. And it's all about the accessories and the placements.
Throws on a nice
furry
pillow.
Yeah, exactly.
Throw.
It's amazing what a furry pillow will do to a couch. So it's...
we got furry pillows here.
Boom. So it's... That experience so really makes the property sell quicker. It looks better.
So for a fact, these properties sell faster.
For a fact,
yeah.
They sell faster and for more.
I think you can look through the MLS and our stats and
check. Yeah, for sure, 100%.
Okay.
Every time. So like that one that's in your hand.
Yeah.
Was listed by another brokerage 4 times in a year and a half.
Wow.
Not staged. No professional photos. The seller, they were so disgusted with our industry.
Yep.
Just as a whole, and that's where I connected with them. And I'm like, I'm so sorry you had to experience that. I am so sorry. This is, like, let us make it better for you. And I'm like, we need 2 weeks to get your home ready. They're like, we don't have 2 weeks. We already moved into another house. We're paying double mortgage. We don't have 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, we flipped that home around in, like, 5 days, had multiple offers in the first 30 days, and sold it for $125,000 more than the last list price from the other brokerage. $125,000 more than what it was listed for the previous time it expired.
And so how do you explain that?
Well,
aside from it looking fabulous, clearly, it looks
so
fabulous.
Like,
so how
the
did
sellers,
you explain that?
The sellers were happy about that listing, right? They were sharing our content.
Right.
So I give my clients like 5-6 things that they should be talking about online when we get a listing. And we shot a video at that home. We did... this cool 360 V-tour thing. It's not a virtual tour. It's not a photo slideshow. But in your hand, gyro-enabled, where you can physically walk a home with a phone, like anywhere, and swipe and zoom. And it's really cool. Anyway, so we did everything that we could do, that we know how to do, to give our clients the best chance of success. And what happens there is people connect emotionally. So this is the best story ever right now. So listen. The buyer's agent walks in with the buyer into that home. It's been listed 4 times, and we're listed $135,000 more than the last listing. We sold for $125,000 more. But she walks in, she goes, when I sell this, I'm going to buy this home. But when I sell it, I'm calling you. And she's saying that to me as I'm showing the home, but her agent is right next to her.
Wow.
Right next to her. I said, well, why wouldn't you use your agent? She's like, she doesn't know how to do this. She can't do this. This, and she's showing the brochure, I saw it online, I Googled it, it's everywhere. I mean, like...
So this is it.
That's another agent from a worldwide brokerage right there, okay? I mean...
I talk about the magic is all the stuff that you can't measure. Like, everything in between all the things that you can't actually measure. Maybe you can actually measure some of it, but I'm not going to waste my time. I just know that it feels good and it looks good. And that consumer is having that same experience. That's me. That girl is me. I'd walk in and I'd be like, yes, I get it. You get it. I don't know exactly what it is that you get, but I clearly get that you get it. And I know, we could say that a few times.
They walk through the front door, they're like, oh, there's booties. We put booties on. No, literally.
Right.
Like, oh, okay, wait, hold on.
One extra thing.
Yeah, it's like, you know. So, anyway. But
so, okay, let's let's just shift gears for 1 second. We know you're beautiful. We know that marketing is magic and that it matters and that it actually works. Like, that we aren't just investing dollars and throwing them down the toilet, that it actually leads to higher sales and that that's meaningful for you and for your clients. And so, okay, let's just settle that right now. So now let's shift gears a little bit. Can we talk industry a little bit?
Sure.
Can we talk about like how you see.
We love talking industry.
I would
love talking
industry.
Normally with cameras.
Yeah,
you can always edit. Yeah, you can always edit.
We can edit.
You can be like,
we'll edit it down a little bit.
Yeah.
So quickly, I just would love an overview. Maybe each of you can chime in a little bit about like where you see the industry today, where you see it going, what do you think matters, what do we need to improve, any beefs you might have. I'd love to kind of dig in a little.
Who wants to start?
So we always talked about like the 80-20 rule.
Yeah.
You know, everyone knows that 20% of all the deals are done by 80%
of the agents.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, now it's going to be shifting where I really believe that 10% of the the top 10% are going to be doing 90% of the
I think there's a lot of evidence for that.
Why do you think that's true?
Well, I look at companies like The Boutique. And seeing what we're doing, we're a small group of agents, 25, 30, and the amount of things that we're able to do with that small group, I had an office of 180, and we weren't even doing the amount of business that a small group of people
do. That's interesting, too, because we talked about you wanting to expand and growing a small team, because more heads are better than one, and where you're weak, someone else might be strong. Mm-hmm. And so the team aspect is really powerful, but at the same time, you get too big, and you lose some of that intimacy and some of that personal attention, so I think that's important, too. Mm-hmm. What about Game Changers? Did anybody read Game Changers? Real Trends just put that out. They talk specifically.
I have a copy of that. I haven't seen it yet.
So Michael did the Mobile Agent TV show where he interviewed Steve. I can't remember his last name, but he talked specifically.
Steve Murray.
Thank you.
Yeah.
About why.
He's an incredible real estate mind, by the way.
I think, well, he's pretty tapped in because he's doing stuff like this where he's talking to people who are leaders like you guys. And what it is that you see is different, how the industry is changing. And he talked specifically to that subject, which is, we are sort of edging out the independent agent who's trying for all he, poor little peanut, God bless him, is going to work really hard but can't possibly deliver this level of experience. How important do you think that is going to be moving forward?
It's huge.
It's going to be massive.
It's you know, just to piggyback on what Aaron said, you know, there's a lot of evidence to show that the 90-10 is already happening, right? The 10-90 for that matter. But, you know, the whole reason why we're teaming up and grouping up is because I'm not fantastic at marketing, but Raj has this great mind, and Raj doesn't know tech as well as I do. He knows tech, by the way. But, you know, so we team up, we do great. Aaron adds this whole new element that just lifts us both up to a higher level. You're seeing this already here in Orange County. You could name 10, 11 top teams, and they dominate. Like, when you look at the beach cities, for instance, there's just a handful of people that do a majority of that business already. And you know, I think Rob Hahn has said multiple times that the real estate team is the biggest threat to the brokerage, right? Because there are essentially many brokerages.
Yes.
And we started out as a team, and now we're a brokerage. And so when you look at that sort of element, I just see this huge, a mass exodus of agents out of this business. The people who can't hang, the people who can't compete with what we're doing, probably won't be around 5 years from now. You know, I do see a good chunk of agents leaving the business. Not to the point where it's, you know, 50% gone, but I do think a lot of these agents that are treading water right now and spending money trying to compete and can't are just gone. They're going to go find something else they're better at.
Right.
Over 70% of agents out there, of the million that are part of NAR, make less than $60,000 a year.
That blows my mind. I know. I don't.
And for some, $60,000 is a good income. And some, they only need to make that, right? But we have this, you know, when I look at brokerages here in Orange County, you have this aging population, and they just do the business that they're doing, and they don't have to really do much. They're semi-retired, right?
Yeah.
So those guys will be gone. But for an agent that needs this.
And they'll continue to do just fine, thank you very much. Because they have that.
But for the agent that really needs to make a living, I think it might be tough for them even to make 60 grand, you know, in this business, to do that 10 transactions or whatever it takes for them to get to that number. I think it'll be tough. You know, a few years from now, you look at agents, you know, the conversation with them is, who do I need to team up with to start competing with these other guys? So 5 years from now, you know, if we go through another market cycle, some of these agents that sort of drop off through that sort of, you know, how that happens, they go find another job. I don't think they come back in next time.
So, but like the structure of a team isn't just something you just turn on and all of a sudden operational, you're, you know, away you go. Like, this is a business structure. Mm-hmm. How do you build that foundation and create a successful, like, because that's what a team is, I think. It's just operating like a real business.
Well, it's the culture. It's Jeremy not being able to be at a showing because he's got to be somewhere else and posting in our Facebook group, hey, can anyone help me? That person is not getting compensated to go show a listing for Jeremy.
Right.
They're just there to help out.
So there's ownership and buy-in in the team brand.
Right,
out of the gates.
Right. For sure. And then, you know, like, there's nothing for that agent. They're doing it because they want to help Jeremy.
Right.
And that's just kind of how we are.
Mm-hmm. You know, so, a selfish mentality won't work in a group like ours. Right. And we've had some really great real estate agents interview with us, and our talk was, unfortunately, like, you know, this agent really is just, they're all about themselves. Good for them. They just don't fit our culture.
Do you think that's industry, though? Like, does our industry do enough of a job in attracting people who understand what this job even is?
No, because for so many years, it has been man on man.
Yeah.
Just, it's been like a game of tennis, like one versus one. Mm-hmm. And it hasn't been this, like, soccer, basketball, football concept where everyone is working for the same goal.
Right.
So I think it's changing, but it's going to be it's a tough battle. It's tough to fight the guys in suits on the wall who've been doing it for 100 years. Mm-hmm. It's really tough to fight.
Raj, where's that wall with the guys in suits?
I'm not going to mention where. I'm not mentioning where. But I've been in a lot of brokerages, and there's this, you know, like,
it's
old
an
boys
school,
club.
It's an old,
yeah,
old,
yeah,
it's an old school mentality.
Yeah.
You know, so the concept of you know, culture and collaboration, you see it among tech startups, right? If you look at your Googles and your Facebooks and these companies that everybody wants to go work for because they have a ping pong table and, you know, and a gym in there and that sort of thing. Well, you know, real estate's not really known for that.
Right.
But, you know,
but wouldn't it be fun if it were?
And that's
what
we have
an example.
Here.
So, like, here, mm-hmm. I don't have an office. Jeremy doesn't have an office.
Right.
Aaron doesn't have an office here.
You don't need one.
We wouldn't use it.
Yeah.
You know, there's no closed door where we're going to go hide behind. Mm-hmm. It's open collaboration. Mm-hmm. And I think that's so important. Any brokerage up and down the street here has got cubicles and glass doors that close.
That's like,
and,
I mean, but we're like that,
you know,
as human beings, right? Like, we look to see how it's always been done before.
Yeah.
We model that, and then away we go. And that's the way that it's always been done. How about systems? How important are systems?
Incredibly important.
So what systems would you incorporate that you, like, you cannot live without?
Well, gosh.
You have to pick one. Let's say you have to pick one system to operate a successful team. What's the one system you have to have in place?
You have to have a CRM.
Yeah. 100%. 100%.
We talked about this. Aaron and I talked about this coming in. Aaron, known for his meet 100 people a day.
Yeah, right.
Right? And still, you know, belly to belly, very traditional.
The shoebox with the cards or whatever
it
is.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. I saw that for the first time the other day.
Yeah. The shoebox full of cards?
No, it's my business cards. Like, I get boxes of business cards. I put other people's business cards back in them.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
I love it.
Yeah, but there was no CRM when we started, any of us, right? There was no social.
Right.
And, you know, CRM is still a really tough. We were talking about this a little bit ago. There's nothing perfect right now. And unfortunately, we're in a tech time where it's really painful. Because I call it this painful transition to mobile, right? Because if I were sitting at a computer all day, all the systems exist. You could sit at a computer and do everything. But because we're mobile, too, and we want everything to talk to each other, there is this painful transition we're going through. We talked about contextually.
Yeah.
We think it's amazing. Is it perfect? Absolutely not.
And it just, it just does one. Like, I mean, you have all these other things that you need to have done, transactional.
We have contracts we have to create and edit and sign every day. Mm-hmm. You know?
I think that's what we're going to see in this industry in the next 2 or 3 years. We're going to see all the products that we're using right now and see the streamline of how they work together,
mm-hmm.
whether it's from our CRM to text follow-up to our forms,
MLS, our Zip forms,
everything's going to be
signature software.
There's going to be more relationships and integrations between the platforms, or collaboration, or someone coming in and buying up these companies and putting them all underneath one thing. Mm-hmm. I think that's what we're going to be seeing.
It's already being built. Exactly.
Behind the scenes right now, we have the conversations almost every single day with different technology
mm-hmm.
companies.
Yeah.
This is what we want to do. How do we get from point A to B? Help us. What are you seeing out on the street?
I mean, that's why I do these conversations, frankly, is because I feel for the struggling agent who doesn't have the support, who doesn't have the option of joining a fabulous brokerage like this in their market.
$29 a month, you can get a great CRM program.
Yeah.
We talked about earlier, it's about what you put into that.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, there's always that talk that, you know, the best CRM is the one you use.
Mm-hmm.
And that is, it's very true. You know, we want perfection at the same time. We want something that's easy to use wherever we are.
Yes.
And we're still kind of struggling with that. But you know, so CRM is a foundation for any salesperson in
right.
general. And the reality is we're salespeople and we're relationship makers, right?
Right?
And we've got to meet and talk to people on a regular basis to be able to develop that business. I was talking to a handyman this morning who's at this property giving us quotes on some stuff. And he said, you know, so, gosh, you guys, he saw our company. You guys look like you're doing really well. I'm like, yeah. You know, but we spend most of our time trying to go out and get business. And he was shocked by that. Because as a handyman right now, their phones are just ringing off the hook, right?
Wow.
He just hands out some cards and people call him. And I said, yeah, we spend easily 80% of our time trying to track down new business. And the 20% left over is servicing that business.
Yes.
And he was shocked at that. But, you know, that's an age-old conundrum in real estate
right.
in general, right?
Yeah.
And so a CRM is that foundation. That's who am I supposed to call today? Who didn't I call last week that I should be calling today?
Yeah.
You know, and so it's important that every agent has that.
Yeah,
awesome.
It's heartbreaking to go back and search like pre CRM to see people that you sold
yes.
a house to that have now bought 1, 2, 3 homes without you.
Or how about just that lead that listed,
you know,
that seller lead that
it.
You had that was on a sticky note on your desk.
Yes.
2 months later, you found it in a pile of paperwork. You Google it in the MLS or whatever. You look it up and it's listed by another agent. I mean, that
but
hurts
they
say,
what's
so
the stat?
Bad.
There's an NAR stat about like 17% remember the agent that they used in
right.
the first
yeah.
transaction.
We're just terrible. Look, I'm just as guilty as anybody else. We are terrible at staying in touch
yes.
in general.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a handful of us that are fantastic at it.
Mm-hmm.
But everybody else is bad. And so the more systems we have that help us stay in line with
yeah.
what we're supposed to be doing, even if you did it 50% of the time, it's better than 0% of the time.
I completely agree. I mean, I think the poor struggling agent does, like, they've got so many hats that they're wearing. They're doing all their own marketing,
yeah.
all of their own transactional,
oh.
every, you know, like, it's every, they're all in one.
But the simplest, I mean, we have so many ways to keep in contact with people, but the simplest email,
mm-hmm.
it could be a template.
Yeah.
But just thinking of you.
Saying hi.
It's been
yeah.
a while. How's life? Let's grab coffee.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Done?
Yeah.
That's a foundation that a lot of people don't get. So when we tell agents we have a CRM and they kind of look at you like, wait a minute, agent. Like, well,
yeah.
I send postcards out. Is that what you mean?
No.
Wait, what? What are you talking
what
about?
What do you do when that person who got the postcard calls you?
Yeah, like,
yeah,
what happens? Because
they
so,
know this right away.
Yeah, it's quite.
I mean, maybe we shouldn't talk in so much jargon. Maybe it's just like, so what are you doing for your relationships today?
Yeah.
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 Well, what have you done to get some new business?
Yeah.
yeah.
You know, and I think if you ask most agents out at the end of the day, including myself, we look at what we've done, like, oops. You know, and that, one of the elements we've been talking about behind the scenes is that kind of accountability layer for our agents. You know, we're just like any other brokerage in many ways where our agents are our agents. I mean, we think they're cut above most.
Yes.
But the reality is they're still salespeople and they still, you know, can get off track like anybody else or can focus on things they think are going to bring in business. And we can look at it from the outside saying, that's not what you do to bring in new business.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that you just spend a day at the computer kind of playing around.
Yeah, I've
and
been
so
guilty of that
we can kind of look at that.
Yeah.
So, okay, let's bring it in. So I think that this has been an amazing conversation. You guys are doing an amazing job. All three of you are going to be speaking at CAR,
mm-hmm.
am I right?
Yeah.
So obviously.
And NAR, yeah.
And NAR.
I'm not at NAR. I'm sorry, just
oh.
you guys. I'll be there, but I'm not on the speaker list.
Okay. Well, what are you going to be speaking about? Do you even know?
Where, CAR or NAR?
Yeah, CAR, okay.
At CAR, we're doing like old school, new school.
Old school, new school, tech. Tech versus old school.
Yeah.
Nice.
In marketing.
Nice.
Which is so perfect. Yeah, I won't say
that's
why, but it's just perfect. Jeremy's moderating. I'm on the panel, and then another agent's
fabulous.
On the panel. And Aaron, what are you speaking about?
Boomers, Gen Y, Gen X, what the difference is.
Nice.
Or not.
Yeah.
Love it.
And then Luxury Connect's coming up, too, in a couple weeks.
That one's very interesting
that's
to me. So,
be
as
really
you know, because
cool.
Laura is a good friend of mine, and so this is like one of her babies, and
I'm
I love
so
what she's doing for the marketing.
Excited about it.
I am, too. I'll be very interested to hear what your experience is and where this is, like the whole luxury market aspect. You were up in Vancouver when we were doing our ARIA convention,
right.
and the luxury market is a very different animal, and it's very interesting to watch and see how it develops.
Yeah, but she's been able to pull some of the biggest names,
huge names
in the business.
Yeah,
it's a great lineup
to speak there, to be there too. I mean, like the Godfathers and the like the queens.
Yeah, well, so Arianna Huffington will be there, I think. And I think you have Gary Gold, and I think you have Christoph Chu, and I think also oh, what's his name, Million Dollar Listing.
You have Josh Altman.
Josh Altman.
You have Mauricio Munsky.
Mauricio, right?
You have Joyce Ray.
Yes,
yeah,
so that's
you
a pretty stellar
Laura
lineup.
Brady from Concierge Auctions.
Laura Brady, right?
Mark Fitzpatrick from Room.
Oh, we didn't even talk about Room.
Yeah. Rosh Kassar from Boutique Real Estate Group.
He's old news. Old school. Let's talk about Mark for a second. So yeah, Room is a friend of yours. Mark Fitzpatrick is a friend of yours. And Room is another company doing luxury marketing that we think is fabulous.
Totally.
Let's not go here too long, but just quickly, what is it about his company that you think is... Because it's not a real estate company.
It's
this
not
is
a brokerage.
Strictly a marketing
company. Yeah, and not just real estate. They could market anything with a story. So they've received calls from people with like... thoroughbred horses.
Right.
That someone wants to sell their horse and you could tell a story on. But what's
so amazing.
You know, like what's amazing about what we've all kind of said, you can't do it on your own.
Right.
So you have a very special property and you know you're going up against the people we just named, for example. And you need to tell a story. And to compete against that, you're able to bring a worldwide destination marketing company to assist you, the agent, you know, to make the home look good. You look amazing as an agent, regardless of what brokerage you're with. You look amazing.
That is so, I think like the key, just the one thing that I have in my mind right now is the most recent video that I saw, which is it's like a small movie with the Owen Wilson,
the
blaze, and oh my gosh, so much fun.
That's hilarious.
And I think so, it's like, we can't possibly go too deep on this right now, but just... it isn't just making the home look good.
Right.
It's a completely new level.
Yeah, so just think if you...
But real quick, go ahead. What was the emotion that you felt?
Well, you just nailed you nailed it. We're talking about stimulating emotions. So immediately I was like, no way, that's Wilson telling the story. And it was like, and you're sucked in instantly. And you're like, this is so much fun. It's so entertaining. Yeah. And the little, you know, redhead with the pigtails and the total tan face. You're like, are you kidding me? She's so fun. And it was so good.
When you understood the lifestyle of Nellie Gale, that neighborhood.
Oh,
it's a very unique neighborhood
here
in Orange County.
And it's how it's going to be to actually live there.
And how many people did you tell about that?
Everybody, are you kidding?
Yeah. And it's also, you know, how many pano slideshow movies have we seen where you click off in the first 15 seconds? I watched every second of that video multiple times.
Well, it is.
It's a stellar video. And, you know, the thing I'll say about Room is Room is a true marketing company that's come into real estate. We market. We think we know marketing. Nothing compared to what Room can do. And I would hand over my stuff to Room if it's affordable any day.
Well, and I mean, that is the conversation. I mean, the conversation really is like, look, not every price.
It's not for every listener.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, this is we're talking an expensive marketing package that you can't, obviously, is not practical for every price point.
Yeah, no, I think homes that, you know, $5 million and up, that's kind of their market.
Yeah.
But
I don't think you can list a home that we could list a home in that range and not use Room in the future.
No.
Just to say that, I mean, I think it's almost mandatory in our brokerage that if you're lucky enough to get one of those listings, Room is on the call.
Yeah. So what's interesting about what they are doing is that they're branding the home and not so much branding the brokerage. So you're able to brand a home and give it a story as opposed to the agent branding himself and telling his story or her story. So,
time out. Brand the home. You just said that.
Brand the
home.
And
people would be like, what?
No. So, the home has a logo, it has an icon, it has a story. So, instead of an agent or a realtor, who a lot of them can do really good at that price point and up, but now you have a full time staff of like 15 to 20 people who are educated in their field, who are PRing, pressing it, social, print, coding it, analytics. Oh, and then the analytics.
But an agent can't do that by himself?
An agent may be able to do it on one or two or maybe three listings.
Yeah.
But you're a luxury agent who's got 15, 20, 30 listings. Mm-hmm. You're doing showings, you're at inspections, you're filling out repair requests. I mean, this is a team that's doing it for you until it sells.
Yes.
right?
Yeah, yeah, and you know, the other thing about luxury homes is they don't sell right away. You know, these listings can be 1 to 2 years long sometimes. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's probably, if you go down to Laguna, I bet there's listings that have been around on the market close to 5 years. You know, some of them sticking around. It, you know, with these unique homes, who can afford a $15 million home? Just, there's a handful of people
very
in the world
specific.
that are willing to buy that home, so you need to keep it going.
Yep.
And you know, with what Room does to be on it all the time and really push it out, they do an incredible job.
Yeah,
so,
I agree.
So would you agree? Mm-hmm. You list a home on the MLS, anyone in the world could basically see it.
Mm-hmm.
The MLS TV is pushing it. If the agent or the brokerage isn't doing it, to all the portals, right?
Right.
Anyway, but it's what you see.
Yes.
When you see that home.
Exactly.
Right? And these luxury homes, you know.
It's how it's presented.
It's how it's presented. You may have a home here that's $10
million, mm-hmm.
but next door is $18
million. Right.
You know, this home's got a subterranean garage of 15 cars. This one doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
This had wood floors flown in from the south of France.
Mm-hmm.
And chiseled together by a monk with no thumbs. You know what I mean? And this one didn't. So this one,
I know what house you're talking about.
So this one's $20 million and this one's $10 million.
Yeah.
So there's really not a comp
yes.
you could really do it.
Yes.
So it's eyeballs, it's people seeing, it's
yep.
connecting with the story, and then oh, the print, and you touch it, and you feel it.
Because some things
it,
aren't
all...
about how much it costs,
right?
Some things are about how it makes me feel, and it's just it speaks to me,
right?
Yeah.
When you get into extreme luxury property, I mean, it's that true. The value of something is what somebody's willing to pay for.
I agree.
And so, you know, you might have marketed at $15 or $16 million. You might have a buyer out there who's willing to pay 20 for that. You might have a buyer that's willing to pay a maximum of 9.
Mm-hmm.
It's I don't want to say it's a crapshoot, but you know. The big thing you have to do is get that home the proper exposure and the proper marketing that it deserves,
mm-hmm.
and then bring in that highest bid,
absolutely.
And that's the value of your property.
Agreed.
Yeah. And most agents are running out of stuff to do at day 90.
Yeah.
They don't know what to do next.
Yep.
I was one of those agents.
Yeah.
I was struggling. Like, I mean, I'll be honest. That was a hard gig. You got
yeah.
a listing. It's been sitting there a while, and you're like, I don't know what else
that's
to
tough.
Do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, they listed one in Huntington Beach a little while ago for $3 million, and just the story that was told, the HGTV style... kind of the mimicry they did on that with that English lady, the whole deal.
Okay.
I mean, they just closed that a couple days ago.
Yeah.
I mean, like, it works. It really does.
And $3 million is a really high price point for Huntington Beach.
So,
Well, I think let's wrap it here.
Let's do it.
Thank you so much for having me in your beautiful,
thanks for
sexy...
coming. This was
yeah.
fun.
I'm going to maybe take a couple pillows.
Talk to Taylor.
Yeah,
Taylor.
Can I have a free pillow? Beautiful surroundings. Beautiful. You guys, you know I'm a ginormous fan. I just love what you're doing. And a lot of that is because of who you are as a person and you too and you too. Thank you so much. I'm saying goodbye. Thanks for joining us on Conversations That Matter. I think you'll agree this one was a really good one.
Thank you.
Cheers.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you.